This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show tonight begins in Russia, asking, who are the collaborators? Is it Putin and Trump? Is it Europe and Putin? What aspect of the conflict in Europe is fresh? What is left over from the 20th century? I speak to Anatole Levin about the paranoia in Europe, comparable to McCarthyism, about Trump and Putin, accusing Mr. Trump of being a betrayer, accusing Mr. Putin of being the devil. Europe's confused right now, and it doesn't know which way to go. The recommendation, of course, is to go its own way. We'll see. And then asking the question, what is a Europeanized NATO? That's a term that came up in Berlin this week. I ask Anatole. We presume it has something to do with the nuclear umbrella to be worked out. Who's in charge of the nukes? I imagined a scene in Dr. Strangelove, instead of having one president talking to Dmitry in Moscow, there were three or four presidents all arguing over the phone. And then tariffs and global trade with Chris Riegel. Main Street is not bothered. Main Street is rosy. Wall Street is paralyzed. We shall see. Main Street, Wall Street. And then a conversation about Putin with Cliff of Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Cliff May is the founder and president. Putin is not to be trusted. Obama trusted him. He betrayed it. Biden trusted him. He betrayed it. Trump's trusting him. And Cliff says he will betray. That is the record. On to a wonderful conversation with Emeritus Regius Professor of History at Oxford University, Richard Carwardine. His new book is about Lincoln and the pulpits of the Civil War. All the religious came forward to give the president advice. The abolitionists wanted him to understand this was a moral contest. The barn burners wanted to be left alone. That's the Confederates who'd withdrawn. And in between was everybody else. Week to week, the pulpits were the way to talk to the people, and Lincoln knew if to find peace, he had to find it in the pulpits, not in the generals. It's a very happy conversation to read those preachers. They could write, and they knew their Bible. 19th century preaching in America. Part two tomorrow night. On to the New World Report with Evan Ellis, who testified before the U.S. Senate, the Foreign Relations Committee, subcommittee of the Western Hemisphere, talking about the threat to the Americas by the People's Republic of China bullying, bribing, threatening, extorting, whatever they can to move capitals from Taipei to Beijing. There are several capitals left. Paraguay is the one in the main continent. Then there's Guatemala and Belize and several smaller islands in the Caribbean, several smaller states. That's what's left after the Chinese campaign, testifying about what comes next, what can the Senate do. It's a very happy conversation, given we've never had much time for the Caribbean. Haiti's another one, but Haiti's lost in the extreme violence. We addend the conversation by mentioning Venezuela and the deportation of more than 300 said to be Trendy Aragua members to El Salvador and what comes next, a contest between the courts and the White House. And then I turn my attention to Hotel Mars, a very happy conversation with Professor Richard Binzel, MIT, a planetary scientist, about the history of asteroids striking Earth, or nearly. Apophis, the asteroid that is coming back in 2029 to pass very close to the Earth, within geosynchronous orbit of 10 to 20,000 miles. You see it big in the sky moving right across. And other near-Earth objects that we do not know about or are looking to track. There are several telescopes coming online, one a European in orbit, another the Vera Rubin in Chile, the high desert. Planetary defense is forewarned is forearmed. The professor says we can't stop anything as big as the Yucatan strike of 66 million years ago, but it happens every 100 million years. We're not overdue. However, the smaller stuff we can strike, we can mitigate if we know it's coming. The Chelyabinsk strike of 2013, we didn't know it was coming. Got right through. We talked about the 1908 strike at Tunguska in Siberia. Probably not a strike from a rock hitting the Earth, but the shockwave leveled hundreds of kilometers, square kilometers of pine trees. Looks like a giant bully had thrown a pitch, a fastball right in the middle and knocked all those trees down. And then the professor takes our unlimited budget challenge and says he wants to establish a school for asteroid study because not only are they dangerous, they're very promising for resources, mining resources in future. With David Livingston, Dr. Space, Hotel Mars. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoyed, especially the conversation about Lincoln and the pulpit. A wonderful presentation. All new to me. Thank you.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never-tested-on-animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.